anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka. Oh, yeah.
One thing I've learned in a hurry is that we never have a problem filling an hour of Bugs and Hugs on Friday from 10 to 11 o'clock. We do this every Friday at 10 o'clock. We take this hour, open up the lines, both phone and text, for your bugs and hugs. So it's a bug if it's something that's bugging you, you're frustrated, Lord knows we've got a few of those things going on right now. People want to voice their opinion one way or the other on. But conversely, if you've got something positive, you want to send a positive shout out, you want to give a hug to somebody, you could do that as well. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. Whether you want to text or call, the same number works for both. And we're coming in hot after open lines on this shooting in Minneapolis. And I've still got a couple of callers that are wanting to talk about that, which fits appropriately in this hour. So I'm going to start with Preston in Saskatoon. Happy Friday, Preston. Thanks for calling in. What have you got for me?
I'm on a different planet based on what I'm hearing from all the other callers. All the reporting I've seen on the woman that was shot in Minneapolis, she had just dropped her kid off.
Can you just speak a bit closer into your phone, Preston? You're kind of hard to hear. You're cutting out a bit.
Okay, sorry. There. I got you on a headpiece.
Okay.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better, yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, so I feel like I'm on a different planet because based on the reporting I've seen, this woman had just dropped her kid off at school. She was heading home. She ran into the brown shirt. There's a video that I saw that she was stopped, and it shows her waving an ICE vehicle by her, which to me indicates compliance. And then there's video showing the vehicle that was in front of her completing the same three-point turn that she was trying to do. And then she got conflicting orders from the ICE agent, one saying to get the F out of the car, the other one saying get out of here, and then she got shot in the face three times. So, I mean, all of this, whatever. She's a protester. She kind of deserved what she got for being there. I don't buy it at all. I think it's BS. And that's kind of all I have to say about that.
I appreciate you calling in, Preston. Lots share your view. Lots don't. Let's go to Ian in Saskatoon. I think we're still on the topic of the Minneapolis shooting. Ian, what are your thoughts?
Well, actually, I talked to you about that yesterday. I said to Frank, it was your last caller before the break, Brian. He made me think of something when he said, officer tells you to do something, you do it. So I actually have a hug for police officers of any stripe. The first thing that I thought of was that there was a native chief in Fort McMurray about 2 years ago had his license plate sticker wasn't valid.
Right.
An officer came up to give him a ticket, and he wouldn't listen to any commands. His wife got out, and it was the public was coming around. So, and then this one big officer, probably like your size, 6'3", you know, whatever, 6'4", he comes up, he clotheslines the guy, gets him on the ground, and they cuff him, and they get control of the situation, and it's done. And there was such a big hullabaloo about that. So my reason for the hug is that police or the public generally don't understand that policing is a contact sport. It's like what you guys put up with, the public would be amazed at the crap that you guys put up with. And, you know, I'm not saying that it should go as far as shooting, but that's way over it, to be quite honest. But just the bottom line, you get told something to do, do it.
There's lots of people that are weighing in and ultimately text messages that are saying your point exactly, Ian. Thank you for calling. 1-877-332-8255 is our number. By the way, this is not all on the Minneapolis shooting. This is Bugs and Hugs. It's our regular Friday edition of the show. You bugged by something else. Let's bring it back to Canada, if you like. We got lots of stuff going on here. What is it that's on your mind? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Les in Corning. Hello, Les. It's Friday, my friend.
Good morning, Evan. And
kind of a yucky Friday it is out there. Say, Globe and Mail is reporting Michael Mann mysteriously is going with Mark Carney to China for 3 or 4 days, however long it is. What's going on over there? They won't come back with a trade deal. Is it foreign interference training or something? And then Carney's off to Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, he's already been down there. CBC is portraying, for a trade deal. No, Brookfield is out of Qatar. He's going to check his investments.
Yeah. Now, Les, you are so focused on that Brookfield thing. I laugh, I smile, not in a bad way, but I know you bring that into the conversation almost every time you call.
Well, sure. Mark Carney's only in it for his investments. He's got nothing. He'd be back in Canada arranging pipelines to be put in the ground. If he had any interest in Canada whatsoever, he'd be here worried about our economy, not jet setting. He's done nothing in a year. And what deals can you honestly tell me, Evan, that he has signed for trade deals?
Well, tell us how you really feel, Les. 1-877-332-8255. Well, I mean, certainly Mark Carney's been focused on the European Union. We've seen that. There has been obviously clear linkages there. It is interesting, you know, to Les's point, it is interesting that Michael Ma is going with him. I mean, I can probably quickly surmise many reasons why that is. Michael Ma, of course, a very recent defection from the Conservative Party, which, by the way, I was off just before Christmas there. I never got a chance to say this to you, but I really take exception. Call it a bug, if you will. I really take exception with Michael Ma doing an interview. I think it was with Bashy Capellos, but it could have been with someone else. When he said on the Wednesday night he was at the Conservative Christmas convention, got that famous picture taken with Pierre Poilievre. That night, he said he had no intention of leaving, and then the next day was when he decided that he would. Do you honestly believe that? I don't. I'm sorry. I am sorry, but I find it impossible to believe that in the course of, 8 hours, one night's sleep, you make the decision and it wasn't in your head the night before? Come on. Come on. There is a petition going around. We talked with Brian Lilly about this earlier in the week, a petition that's going around that's actually got some sponsorship from a Conservative MP to try and change the rules so that you can't move from one political party across the floor to another. Change the rules so that it would spark an automatic by-election. Despite the fact that they may get a lot of signatures on that, they certainly would get mine. I do not for a second think that's going to fly. Because don't forget, Conservatives have benefited from this in the past as well. Floor crossing. This isn't unique. It just happens right now. It's people moving from Conservative to Liberal. But it's gone the other way as well. But it sucks, it stinks, and I hate it. Okay. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Ari in Saskatoon. How are you today, Ari?
I'm good, Evan. How are you?
Not too bad. Let me guess. City Council.
No, you're wrong.
What?
Actually. Yeah, no, you're wrong. I'm really bugged by the people who've come out in objection to this mandatory alcohol screening on a roadside stop, or if a cop pulls you over. The only objection I have is that it's at the officer's discretion. If you get pulled over for a legitimate violation, they should give you the breathalyzer. And here's where I get really bothered. If you're found guilty of it, there's got to be more than a driving suspension, right? If I go commit a crime, use a gun, and I'm found guilty, I don't get the gun back. If I'm driving drunk, I get the car back.
Hmm.
Like, it makes no sense to me at all. So drunk driving kills and injures so many people. It's a 2-minute inconvenience to save how many lives? And if you're saying it's an overreach of police power, take the discretion out of it. Make sure that it's something like, I want to check your driver's, your registration, your insurance. Oh, and by the way, would you please blow into this tube? Mm-hmm. It's not a problem for the greater good. I don't have a problem with it. And I want somebody to justify why they have a problem with it.
Well, you're talking to somebody, actually, who has talked about this before on the station. I'm not a fan of it. I have to say I'm not a fan of mandatory alcohol screening because it feels to me, and you know, I think, Ari, you're on to something, because if the law changed to say every time you're stopped by a police officer, you will administer a breath sample to ensure you're not impaired, if the law changed to say that will happen every time, then fair enough. The law didn't change to say that. It changed in 2018 to give police the legal ability to do this without the presence of any other evidence. So before, police had to have some sort of suspicion. And that suspicion of drinking could have simply been that you admitted to it. Have you had anything to drink tonight? Yeah, I've had a couple. Well, that might be enough for the police officer to say, okay, I'm going to do a roadside screening test to make sure that you're still capable of driving. And a lot of times it's the typical glassy eyes, slurred speech, bad driving behavior, all of those things. I do feel like it's a bit of a slippery slope. And when we're always guarding against excessive police powers, this isn't something that I'm jumping up and down about. I, too, think we need to take impaired drivers off the street. I do think we need to focus on it, so I'm not going to argue with you there. The other thing is, Ari, I do also agree that administrative sanctions can have so much more power. Taking away a car, think about a cell phone ticket. What would you rather? Have a ticket for $500 or whatever it is. I don't even know what a cell phone ticket is now, but I think it's up there. Or have your cell phone seized for a period of time. Like, the same point Ari's making with a vehicle. Seize the vehicle, you're going to get the attention of the driver much quicker than necessarily a 30-day suspension or court appearance in 5 months from now or whatever the case may be. Ari, thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we will come back. Open lines through Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock. So, oodles of time. We haven't even had a chance to dig back into the text line. We will do that coming up next. I've still got a lineup on the phone. I've enjoyed the conversation so far, and we're just getting going here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Why don't you do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids, until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea, from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
It is Bugs and Hugs, 1-877-332-8255. Whatever's on your mind, you're bugged by something, let me know. Like Mike in Saskatoon, who's bugged by this new $24 boat license. Mike says, this sounds like a tax grab and bureaucracy to me. So I don't, you know what, I didn't know a lot about this. Someone else said this to me the other day, but apparently, yeah, $24 fee for a Canadian pleasure craft license required for boats with a engine of greater than 10 horsepower that will be valid for 4 years, sorry, 5 years instead of a lifetime. And this change is going to be effective late 2025, early 2026. I got to dig into this a little bit more. We have a boat. It's not new or fancy by any means, but it does have a motor that's bigger than 10 horsepower. So clearly this would apply to us. And both Jody and I both have our boater's license, but I don't know. $24 fee for boat licenses? That's going to be a bug for some people, no doubt. Mike, thanks for texting in. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. Tons of calls today, which is great. I love it. Seth and Swift Current, you're next up. Your bug is what?
Oh, hey, Evan. Yeah, I know you had a guest on the other day talking about royalty rates, and this has always been my bug with what Saskatchewan, even Alberta, what we're charging. We're the lowest. It seems to be we're the lowest price is the law for us, sort of like Walmart. But we're $38 billion in debt. Saskatchewan, and yet we have the world supply in potash. I think Russia has some, but we there was a book, I think it was mentioned the other day, it was written about how our royalty structure has basically given away this resource, and we get a few pennies.
Mm-hmm. Eric Klein's book, I think, is the one you're referring to.
I've read that. And I mean, look at Alaska to do with oil. There was a many years ago, they had a windfall oil revenue plan that came in that when the price of that product went up to a certain level, the government of Alaska got more revenue.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had that. So, you know, oil can go up to $150 a barrel and we're getting the same amount, or potash can go through the roof like it did a few years back. And, you know, this is why we're $38 billion in debt and we're paying $1 billion in interest. But somehow we seem to, you know, there's many, many countries outside of Canada, third world countries, Nigeria, for example, they have royalty rates higher than Saskatchewan and Alberta. Somehow used to be the saying was, well, we don't want to charge anymore because then the oil company will go to Alberta. Well, why not get together with the Alberta government and say, here's our plan together, rather than having those companies play one against one government against the other.
Mm-hmm. Coordinate
anyway,
the approach.
That's my bug.
Okay, I've got a running list. Are you for or against expanding the royalty rates? I'm going to put Seth in the four category. 1-877-332-8255. We'll go northward now to Prince Albert. I got Lloyd next on the line, and Lloyd's got a hug today. What is it, my friend?
You bet. Big hug for the animal rescue people.
Yeah, they've been busy, hey?
Unbelievable. And then when the girl mentioned this happens a lot more often than what people realize, like, holy.
I know. Such a sad situation. And Wynyard, and sad, obviously, that there was a human death involved. But, you know, I don't know what the solution is, Lloyd, but we have to come up with something that prevents this kind of continued. It's a form of animal abuse when you've got 50 cats in your house.
Exactly, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I echo your hug to our animal rescue people. We've got tons of great animal rescues in the province that do a great job. And by the way, a lot of them rely on your funding. Your generous donations is how they operate. Very few grants. They might get some from the province when it comes to enforcement and things like that. But for the most part, they run on, you know, fundraising efforts for sure. Hey, how about this hug before we take our next break? Alex from Saskatoon says, I'm a newbie immigrant from Florida. Romance brought me to Saskatoon. I've lived in New York, Tel Aviv, Charlotte, Edison, New Jersey, and Fort Lauderdale. And this city is by far the most real. I love it here. Wouldn't go anywhere else. Big hug to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and Canada. Alex, formerly from Florida, now from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Thanks, Alex. Okay, let's take our break. When we come back, half an hour more of Bugs and Hugs. So don't be shy. Get to the phone, shoot us a text, give us a call. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.
Super duper!
That's awesome!
Who did this, you flower son of bitches?
I just want to give you a big hug.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Yeah, here's one that's getting a lot of attention lately is the whole WestJet situation. I see a bug here from Deanna in Saskatoon. Bug for WestJet. People on vacation in Mexico whose luggage didn't arrive with them because of weight issues. Now WestJet's adding more seats to flights. That's more weight and more luggage. How's it going to work? I'm assuming the more seats will only be added to shorter flights, but it's more of how flying has changed for the worse. You have to pay extra choosing your seat, extra for luggage, extra for carry-on baggage. Your seat doesn't recline. Now no leg room. Deanna, all fair points. I mentioned we're doing a really quick trip. On a week from tomorrow, we're going to Calgary. We're literally going to Calgary on Saturday morning, going to the hockey game. It's the New York Islanders playing the Calgary Flames next Saturday. It's an afternoon game, and then we're flying back Sunday morning. So it's kind of there and back 24 hours. I'll let you know. We're flying WestJet. I'll let you know. Because this big fella, I don't fit on planes at the best of times, so we'll see how this goes. Deanna, thanks so much for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people with hugs for the SPCA, the way they are supported, donations being made all the time. I've got Verma from Beachy. Verna, thank you so much for your text. Let's go back to the phone line, and we're going to start with Jerry. We haven't talked to Jerry for a while from Regina. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind? Bug, hug, what have you got for me?
Two. So with a hug, we have to give one to Donald Trump. He secured the Western Hemisphere by declaring cartels a terrorist organization, and he took out a very massive narco-terrorist in Venezuela. So he should be getting a lot more credit for that. The bug, by the way, will go to a guy from the past by the name of Kim Thorson, recognizing he's a human being with a family. He was a former NDP MLA from the Tommy Douglas era. And if you want to know the problems that we have today, that saying is true. The evil that men do lives long after they die. And socialism was the worst thing that ever happened to this province. It's why we've never reached the potential that we have. And we have this public sector union industrial complex destroying the province. So he gets a bug, but the NDP will martyr him, by the way. So,
We do recognize, though, Jerry, he just passed away.
Recognizing he's a human being.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely. But I mean, okay, fair enough. Politics side, I take your point. You're bugged by it for sure. I just want to make sure that we're not inappropriately piling on a fella who, regardless of political stripe, gave his life to, dedicated a big part of his life to political office, which I think we should all tip our hats to and appreciate those that are willing to do it. And he did just pass away. So sympathies to his family for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Harold in Regina, how are you today?
Good. I'm glad you're back there, Evan.
Yeah, good to be back. Happy New Year. What have you got for me, a bug or a hug today?
Well, I got both. I got hugs for policemen, and already in the 60s, they called them pigs and whatnot. That is terrible. And then I even have a hug for the CTV. They played J.D. Vance's speech, and that should have been the end of everything. He clarified what happened there. And I'm bugged that we so focus on the U.S. and Minneapolis when we have severe problems here. Think of the people that were out on bail that shot people. The bill C-218, medical assisted death, they're killing people off. We should be protesting that and see that we as a nation, we have debt like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And yet we focus on Minneapolis. We focus on Trump. You know, my Nigerian friends, my Israeli friends, my Iranian friends said last night they're so thankful for Trump. They hope that he takes out their leaders. So, you know, Trump has some bad points, too. But we focus on that when we should focus on our own problems. We have great problems.
Mm-hmm. I got your point for sure, Harold. And I always appreciate you giving us a call. You know, it's tough when I get it. I mean, I even made the joke this morning, Canadian politics. Remember that? I feel like we haven't talked about it a lot this week. We had the premier on the show. We talked about Mark Carney's trip to going over to China. We talked about Chrystia Freeland, who, by the way, resigns officially today. So we have talked Canadian politics, but gosh, some of this stuff from the U.S., like this Venezuela stuff, it kind of leaks into our lives, whether we want it to or not. Same with this Minneapolis shooting. I mean, there is not a coffee shop in Saskatchewan today where this isn't being talked about. And that's why we tend to bring these topics up on the show, because they are the talker of the day. 1-877-332-8255. You know, it's interesting, though, and I like this. This is a positive side effect of what just happened, the tragedy that happened, in no matter what way you look at it. I mean, it's not good for a police officer or a law enforcement officer to pull the trigger on a gun either, right? That has serious implications to them long term as well. So regardless of how you view this incident in Minneapolis, I think we can all agree it's a tragedy. But what it has seemed to do, and I think this happened after George Floyd to an extent as well, is it's given us a chance to talk about an appreciation for the job that police do, especially in Canada. I got a text here from Bob in Saskatoon. Hugs to police officers. Their work is dangerous. And then Bob attached a story about that 6-day shoplifting blitz where 30 people were arrested. 10 were considered to be violent. 1 in 3 were violent. What's happening with dishonest people being violent towards police officers? This is why sometimes police need to take more aggressive action. My scenario is you play with fire and you might get burned. This is Bob from Saskatoon. So, Bob, thank you for that text. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, prepare yourself when I read this text, because Nick in Saskatoon is giving you fair warning. He says, I am going to give some of your listeners brain aneurysms today because I'm giving a hug to Mark Carney. The Liberal Party is not who I want in charge, says Nick in Saskatoon, but I do like that they see the writing on the wall with the U.S. screwing us on trade and making efforts to find other partners. The Conservatives seem to want to hang on to the United States. My bug is not irritation, but sadness. We lost friends. Masked police abducting and killing people on the street, putting them in camps, military crushing resistance, invading neighbors, and propaganda and false narratives, convincing people that some groups are undesirable and this is all okay. Nick in Saskatoon ends with Germany should weigh in on how that went for them. Pretty strong words, and I do suspect you probably had a few people twisting at that one. Matt in, I believe it's Regina, says, I got a bug, Evan. When are you going to talk about Governor Walz and the fact that his state is under investigation for $8 billion of a $13 billion fraud budget for the state of Minnesota? Yeah, so this is a good point. I mean, it's maybe total different discussion from what we're talking about with the ICE agents, although many people would draw that there is a parallel, but Minnesota is in a disaster with the fraudulent spending. Tim Walz has already said he's not running for re-election. He's basically taking himself out of this, feeling as if, I guess, you know, whether it's a sense of responsibility for what's going on or just thinking that that's going to hurt the Democrats in terms of re-election. But he has already said he will not be running for another term. So, Matt, fair point. But that's one of many disasters going on in the United States right now. And the one in Minnesota is... clearly, it seems to be front and center, and proximity to Canada and us makes it a topic of conversation that lots of people are having. So thank you for that text. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's do this. Reload the phone lines. I know we've got a couple of people waiting here. I think Ralph in Regina is next up. So Ralph, don't go away. You will be next when we come back to finish up Bugs and Hugs here on 980 CJME and 650 CKO.
Temper brings its honor to my happy Mooshu palace.
How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
I'm feeling happy. You gone mad?
I'm so mad at you, I don't think I'll ever talk to you again.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Wrapping up our segment on Bugs and Hugs, we do this every Friday from 10 to 11 o'clock. Lots of great texts coming in. I had the WestJet bug text with all of the changes that have been made earlier. Another one coming in now from Dawn in Saskatoon said, bugged by this, WestJet just sent us an email saying we could upgrade our seats to Mexico for $395. That's what I paid originally for the flight, Dawn says. Lots of people. I'm chuckling at this text here, Clinton Lumsden. Hey, Evan, I'm bugged. When are you going to talk about General Hillier becoming our next prime minister? Okay, consider it done. I just did. I don't think he'll run for prime minister, but I would vote for the guy. I like General Hillier, although, you know, I was surprised. I guess anybody, social media, nothing should surprise me on social media, but we had General Hillier on this week to talk about this Venezuela situation. And I saw someone commenting on one of our station posts about the video with General Hillier on it. You know, what does this guy know? I'm like, well, former Canadian chief of defense staff, did work with down in the United States, actually, with their military for quite some time as well. I think he's good. I think he's got the T-shirt for sure. Anyway, I'd support him. He wanted to run as prime minister, but I know he won't. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, back to the phone lines. Ralph in Regina is next. Good morning, Ralph. Your bug, please.
Yes, I am. I'm calling with regards to all the talking about the ICE, the shooting in Minneapolis.
Right.
A couple of concerns. One, she didn't listen to the officer. She did run. She did hit the officer in front of the car before he shot her. It's sad that she died. But my biggest complaint is the sanctuary cities and the sanctuary states they leave these guys out of jail on bail that are illegal criminals, and then the ICE agents have to go through the community to find them. If they just helped them, they wouldn't have the problems. The other thing was that they asked for police help before the crowds, even as their crowds were gathering. The police didn't respond until they heard shots fired, and then for the mayor and the governor to say right away, before they ever saw any videos, criminal, murder, all the rest of that, and just calling them Gestapo, Nazis, all the rest of that, is just uncalled for, and it just heats up these people who get paid to come there to protest. And I follow a guy by the name of Nick Sorter, who is an independent journalist, and they are in there to try to get to the bottom of all of this garbage with the Somali fraud.
What a nightmare that is.
Nobody is saying anything about that. Yet we get concerned about something that happens in the States. Yet we had a peaceful protest in Canada, and people were arrested and put in jail in solitary confinement for months. And some of those are still in jail for a peaceful protest.
Lots,
that's just unheard of.
Lots to give us, lots to think about there, Ralph. The one thing I will say is that I'm trying to remember what your first point was, but I hadn't heard that. Now, what was it? I can't remember the first point Ralph said. I should have kept him on the line. There was something he had said that I actually had not heard, but that the police were requested by ICE and that they hadn't shown up. I didn't hear that, but I mean, gosh, you can't keep up on all the reports. It's very possible that happened for sure. There's no question that there seems to be a rift between state police, municipal police in Minneapolis, and the feds, the ICE agents that are in here doing this work. And now the FBI, of course, another federal agency has been brought in to do the actual investigation. 1-877-332-8255. Conspiracy Kevin with a text right before the end of the show. He says, talking all this talk about Trump and what's going on in the United States with the feds. I remember a caller saying, during the election, no matter who was elected, there would likely be a civil war. Just because it didn't happen the next morning doesn't mean it isn't what the controllers are fomenting. That's what Kevin says. And then he goes on to say, the only reason this ICE topic is top of mind is because the media has made it top of mind. You couldn't go, it didn't matter where I went on social media yesterday. I mean, it's mainstream media for sure talking about this in Canada and the United States, but certainly social media. I mean, it's everywhere. So it's pretty tough to avoid. There's no question about that. All right. Well, I think that pretty much took us to the end of Bugs and Hugs. Thank you to everyone calling in, and thanks to everyone joining in on this conversation about the Minneapolis shooting. I understand that there's a lot of emotion attached to the way people feel about things. And at the end of the day, we are neighbors. And so regardless of whether we always agree on the same issue or not, I'm always glad that you and I have the opportunity to have these types of conversations, and we do it every day. How good is this? Love it. And I appreciate you joining us for that. We are going to lighten things up a little bit, although our good friend Belton Johnson could be a little bit sad. Ole Miss lost last night, his college alma mater, so he might be a little bit down, but we'll cheer him up. It's Eaton Time coming up next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.